Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
And I'm just trying to figure out the best way I can talk about what the CDC actually based their numbers off of. You know, Kane, how would you explain the concept of a not in the animal kingdom bear?
A not in the, well, a captive then bear?
No.
Be one in the zoo?
No, it's not an animal.
Oh.
It's not an animal. Not an animal bear. How would you describe that?
Bear,
man, I could get in trouble with my answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
I don't know if I should answer that.
So here's, we're just gonna do it. So apparently the CDC's their breakthrough numbers were based on Bear Week. No, it's not like Shark Week. I had to have a conversation about that with somebody today. I'm gonna start today with a story, and I want to remind everyone that I am not Big Bird. This is not PBS. And I am not here to entertain your children. So don't sit them in front of the television and have me babysit them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right? I think that should go without saying. All right. Now that we've established that, I'm going to tell you the story of one time I went to a neighborhood party when we lived in St. Louis City. And that's going to be how we're going to start today's show. So that's I don't know if I ever told you this story, Kane. And this is going to roll into exactly what I am going to bring this tugboat to shore. I'm going to tie it to exactly how in Provincetown, apparently, this is all related to the breakthrough cases that caused the coronavirus concern and the fear mongering that resulted, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because apparently the CDC extrapolated the numbers for Bear Week to the U.S. population at large to fear monger. Once upon a time when I lived in downtown St. Louis City, my husband and I were invited to a party, and it was a house party, and it was, you know, some well-to-do folks who lived in our area. They were very nice, and we get there, and it was kind of crazy, and I just remember, oh yeah, this is going to be insane. Don't laugh. You're going to laugh at me, and this will make something. Long story short, I was, you know, making my way around and talking to different people in the backyard, different groups of folks. And there was one group of folks that I went up to, and I thought, honestly, that they were like bikers at first because they were wearing plaid and they had like patches on their jackets and all this stuff. And I was just like, okay, all right, so they're like bikers or something. I don't know. I mean, what do I, you know? And I walked up to them and I introduced myself, and we were talking and chatting. And well, I was talking and chatting, actually, because I realized at that point nobody had said anything yet. And I asked one of the gentlemen what their patch was, and it was because it was like a paw that was on his vest. And I was like, is that like a scout's thing? And that's when I realized from the affectation of his voice that it was not like a scout's thing. And that's how I learned what bears were. Is that a pretty good description?
You're still dancing around it, but yes.
They're like they're like the biker looking gay guys, right?
Yeah, they're the
Steve. Let's put Steve on the spot. Steve, how would a millennial describe bears?
You put him on the spot.
Oh, I'm totally gonna put him on the spot. He can handle it.
First of all,
it's DJ Fonda.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh, what? Are you serious?
Maybe terms have evolved over time. I have no idea.
So they're like the plaid wearing.
This has been a term for a while, though.
Yeah, dude, it's been a term for a while. So they're like the biker looking gay dudes, right?
Yeah, like a husky hairy.
Like a husky male model.
Gay dude, right?
I got it.
Right, yeah. So they're like that. Yeah, husky. Yeah, that's the best way to. Yeah, it's like the opposite of somebody that would be on the fashion thing with Heidi Klum, Tim Gunn.
Right.
The opposite of Tim Gunn.
Right.
That's who you would. That's the best way to. And it's like a whole apparently.
Well, the physical,
subsect.
Yeah, the physical look.
Yeah, it's like a subsect. I bring this up, long story short, because apparently in Provincetown, it was Bear Week, and apparently everyone and their brother is talking about how the CDC actually based its outbreak numbers on this because it was more so that than it was with 4th of July. Although I think everyone tried to sort of just like, you know, conflate the two. I mean, there is a difference in, I mean, when you're talking about days in when the virus actually starts to show. And so, yeah. So I have that. You got some of that in your, in the brief email today. It said that because the cases that, you know, people were overly vaccinated. But when you look at the dates of Bear Week, they said it was July 10th through July 18th. And when you look, oh boy, and when you look at the actual CDC study dates, what were the CDC study dates? Oh my gosh, they were that exact same time. So, I mean, I know, and there's a lot more. We're going to talk a little bit more about it because that's, I mean, I'm being completely serious. And Twitchy had a great thread of a gay rights activist explaining why the Provincetown, the P-Town study was flawed. Because they increased the Delta variant. They increased the cases because they were, like I said, they were extrapolating what happened during Bear Week in P-Town, and that was being used to, that was extrapolated to all of the United States, and then the fear-mongering commenced. So I'm just, I mean, I'll quote someone who had said, I don't think that the CDC could possibly have selected a less representative sample to measure viral load and justify post-vax masking than Bear Week in Provincetown. So there you have it. And that's why the cohort that for the CDC skewed largely male without any actual reason why. Without, because everyone's like, is there something with dudes that's like, are they more susceptible? It was because it was apparently Bear Week. Roar. I don't know. Just so that's one of the, you're all right, Kane. I kind of am going back and forth as to how uncomfortable I want to make Kane.
I was wondering how you were going to get
Juan hides
that.
Behind the monitor, so he's like totally protected. He's just like, I'm not having this conversation today. Steve
unscathed.
Doesn't know what's happening.
I feel unscathed. At
yeah.
The moment.
Okay. Well, we just got started,
so
and
far,
it's
so
Monday.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the bear numbers. The bears. It's the bear. All right. So we've got that's one of the things we're watching, and I think that's an incredibly important narrative because the other part is you're supposed to trust the science, right? You're supposed to trust the CDC. You're supposed to trust Rochelle Walensky, despite the fact that this has just been an absolute disaster. The whole messaging, all of this has just been crazy. So with this, we also have, I have more things for you. The hypocrites that want you to do as they do, except not real, or listen to what they say, but don't really do as they do. So first off, you have Barack Obama, who's going to invite 50 of his closest friends to his celebrity-studded 60th birthday party in Martha's Vineyard, right by where this outbreak of bears happened. So yeah, 500 people to his 60th birthday party at his $12 million mansion right there on the ocean on Martha's Vineyard. So I guess he's not really that worried about climate change and erosion and et cetera, et cetera. Pearl Jam is going to perform. Oh my gosh, Pearl Jam, it has come full circle. I am made of jokes about this, guys. It was like the gravelly mouth soundtrack of my youth, right? My coming of age. So Pearl Jam, in probably the bougiest move ever seen, they are going to be playing a celebrity-studded 60th birthday party at a $12 million Martha's Vineyard mansion. Hey, hey, because nothing says alternative like playing a millionaire's former president bougie mansion 60th birthday party, Kane. Am I right? Hey, right? You know it. Gosh, did you ever think that they would? Did you ever? Kane, what if I would have told you in 1996? Guess what? 1994. And when I was in high school. And this would have been kind of weird, but still, what if I would have said, Kane, you know, however, 20 plus years from now, guess what? Pearl Jam is going to be playing at a birthday party at a mansion in Martha's Vineyard. And you would have been like, shut up, you crazy weirdo child.
I would have laughed at you.
Yeah, you would have. You would have totally laughed at me. Everybody, because it sounded ridiculous. So it's going to be held outside of his 7,000 square foot mansion. By the way, they bought that for 12 mil in 2019. So it ain't 12 mil no more. It's higher than that. And I've been hearing people try to defend this. Everyone's going, oh my gosh, well, they're going to have masks. And you know that they're going to completely and totally have tests. And you're going to have show your vax card. Except, wait a minute, but we were told, follow the science, that the vaccinated people were actually spreading this. So I have questions. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
Some of the comments that I'm getting from you all, by the way, are hysterical. So we're going to have to revisit some of it. Oh, no, we're coming back to it. Don't worry. Okay. La, 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 la. Headlines. It's time for headlines. Women's soccer, Team USA lost to the Canadians, ending their shot at gold. I just can't. Look, I don't ever want to not root for Team USA, right? Because I don't care. I want to always root for Team USA. It really makes it difficult when, you know, so the person that's representing your team just nags the ever-loving life out of you about things that aren't actually real, like the pay wage gap and all this stuff. So, I don't know. I know a lot of people are like Schadenfreude, but I don't know. You don't want, don't like fall into the crowd that's rooting for America's failure just because we don't like, you know what I mean? I just get real, I don't know. So, I'm actually kind of ambivalent about that, but they totally got their butts kicked by Canada. Politely, probably. LA Mayor Eric Garcetti signed an order criminalizing homelessness, and he's also imposing $1,000 fines, which makes totally sense to fine people who are completely homeless $1,000, right? Instead of encouraging private citizens to maybe, I don't know, engage and help everybody, they're doing this, which tells you this is like limousine liberalism at its finest. Instead of encouraging people to go out and help these people that are homeless or might have drug addictions, etc., they're doing this, which is kind of, it's just sad to me. Also, this is crazy. So this was from The Independent. This is in Britain. The guy's name is Adrian Target, a family link that reaches back 300 generations to a cheddar. This is in Britain, a cheddar cave. This basically, anthropologists discovered that this old skeleton that's from like 829 AD is related to this 42-year-old history teacher in Somerset, England. Yeah, his family really didn't leave that area. Stick with us. And then you have AMA saying sex should be removed as a legal designation. But see, what if, and I pose this question and I come back to it, what if it really was a thing where men were somehow more susceptible? Well, AMA says you got to move sex markers from birth certificates. Can't have these anymore. This is so old school. It's not everyone has the same health issues. So this is what they had tweeted this. I have the tweet too. WebMD had actually tweeted that out. And they had said in their tweet, and I quote, "Sex should be removed as a legal designation on the public part of birth certificates," the American Medical Association said Monday. So, okay, there you go. All right. And then the article that they linked discusses how requiring it can lead to discrimination and unnecessary burden on individuals whose current gender identity does not align with their designation at birth. Wait, who designated them? It was the Lord. Okay, so that I'm namely, when they register for school or sports, adopt, get married, or request personal records. Yes, I can see how it would be discriminatory if a man couldn't register as a woman and play on a woman's team and displace a female from a particular position and or varsity position or scholarship, etc. Oh, wait, what? They have this like frillion word count piece where they said that, for instance, these are what actual scientists are saying, because now science has been politicized. And this is from the Follow the Science people. We need to recognize gender is not a binary, but a spectrum. So can you kind of have a penis? I don't understand. Like, where on the spectrum does... I'm asking a scientific question. How dare you throw shade on my scientific curiosity? How dare you? I'm offended.
I think if we keep it more about chromosomes, you know, XXXY chromosomes, I think that would make it.
That sounds like scientific bigotry.
Just science.
You sound bigoted. It's just science. Follow the science. Also, sex is kind of a spectrum. You can, you can kind of have boobs, I guess. You can kind of, I mean, seriously, is this where, what does that even mean? Spectrum. I'm kind of a gradient male. Just, but follow the science, right? Same people. Follow the science. You can understand why people are hesitant. Because science, the scientific theory, the whole process has been politicized. Science isn't just what you want it to be. That's the thing. It causes you to ask questions and you have to follow where the data leads. Big, big thing here. For over 40 years, Delta Rescue has provided dedication and everlasting love to animals that have been left abandoned. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. This super sanctuary is home to up to 1,500 animals that have been cruelly abandoned or born in the wilderness and cares for every animal for the entirety of that animal's life. Every animal at Delta Rescue receives the very best of care, and Delta relies solely on donor contributions from people like you for that care. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many of these animals. Donate today at deltarescue.org, or for more information on Delta's tax saving estate planning, visit directly deltarescue.org/Dana and ask for my free estate package. It lays out all you need to know about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. This is only available at deltarescue.org/Dana. Show your dedication and everlasting love and make your legacy work for the animals. Visit deltarescue.org/Dana today.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I'm not apologizing for any of these Florida Man headlines. First and foremost, there is a Florida man, 76 years old, who was jailed after performing a botched castration on a man he met on a eunuch fetish website. Officers found the victim's dude parts, the beans, in a jar on a bedside table. Gary Vanyersvrk, he's got a lot of consonants in his name, performed a botched castration on this guy. The victim bled uncontrollably. He had to be airlifted to a hospital. He said he suffered suicidal thoughts, since the procedure. And apparently, the guy's a fruitcake. I mean, he's an absolute nut job. It's awful. Oh, man. I am so not putting this story in your prep, because there are photos. It's not going in your prep email, but I'm totally going to put it in for Kane and Steve and Juan to look at. So sorry, guys, but now you got it. So this guy obviously is in a lot of trouble. He was arrested, and apparently he's been continually incarcerated, off and on. And not only was he doing these botched castrations, but he has vision issues because he has bad glaucoma. What? There's so many things wrong with this story. I don't even know where to begin. I don't understand this. Maybe you guys can. I shared this. I put this in Slack, too. Gardner Minshew. He is gearing up for Jaguars training camp in an unusual fashion in hopes of beating out Trevor Lawrence for in the quarterback battle. He's refusing to use the restroom facilities and do a two. Anybody want to explain this one to me? Steve, Kane, anybody, you got anything?
Superstition?
He said it's not an option for me when he was talking about that, using the restroom in that fashion.
So he doesn't want to deuce till after the competition's
Yes,
over?
No deuces until after the competition. And he says he hasn't gone in weeks.
What?
Dude.
That's not healthy.
Most doctors say that they're concerned if it goes on like past 3 days.
Right.
And if it's like after a week, they're like, please seek medical assistance. So that seems unhealthy.
Yeah, and a much lower center of gravity now for him.
Well, and it can kill you. There was a dude who starved himself for more than 40 days because he didn't want to deuce out evidence in a drug case. And there was one girl who, 16 years old, it was fatal. She avoided bowel movements for 8 weeks, and it actually compressed vital organs, and it was bad. Bad stuff. Why do people do this? Just like, if you're going to be suspicious, then be suspicious in a way that is not weird.
I mean superstitious.
You're superstitious. Thank you. Yes. Be superstitious in a way that is not weird. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, just keep it simple.
Or damaging to your health.
Yeah. I don't even know how I came. No, I'm not. No.
He never had the starting job to begin with from April. So I don't know why he even thinks he's going to get it. So I don't know. He's just hurting
himself. Maybe he thinks that this is going to give him a little extra, right?
Probably just full of crap.
Yeah, I might just be full of crap on this. Who knows? Also, there are apparently phallus snakes. They call them from South Florida. Several legless amphibians from South America have been spotted in a canal near the Miami International Airport. I cannot say this name. Caecilians are native to Colombia and Venezuela, but they've been found in Florida. They look like they're discarded snakes. They're nearly blind. They use sensors attached to their face to hunt, and they are gross looking. They're nasty. It looks like it's something that is a joke on nature. I just don't know. But they look like male copulatory organ snakes. That's what they... I'm trying to not say the name because we have some very sensitive ears in some markets and some people, even if it's in a scientific fashion, so I have to do Word Olympics. I want a gold medal. So that's gross. Everything's gross. Just be normal, right? Don't be weird. That's all I'm saying. Or like, you know, weird in a weird way.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.